Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we are tackling the exact meta ad strategy that independent jewelry stores should be running in 2026. If you've spent hard-earned money on Facebook and Instagram ads and seen very little in return, you are definitely not alone. Most independent jewelers who come to us have tried meta ads either on their own or through an agency, and the frustration is entirely valid. Meta advertising for jewelry is genuinely more complex than it looks. The platform has shifted dramatically over the past few years, and strategies that worked back in 2021 simply do not move the needle today. Between Advantage Plus, AI-driven placements, privacy changes, and the deprecation of detailed interest targeting, it is a completely different game. But despite all of that, Meta remains one of the absolute most powerful advertising channels for independent jewelers. Jewelry sells on emotion and aesthetics, and visual-first formats match your product better than almost anything else. Local purchase intent is strong, the funnel is comprehensive, and frankly, most of your competitors still aren't running it well. That gives growth-oriented independent jewelers a massive competitive advantage. To capture that advantage, you need the right structure. The most common meta ads mistake isn't your budget or your creative, it is the structure itself. Stores either run one single campaign trying to do everything, or they fragment their spend across dozens of ad sets. Instead, you need a three-campaign model. Campaign one is your testing campaign, taking up about 10 to 15% of your total meta spend, where you test new creative concepts and hooks with strict budget controls. Campaign two is your evergreen conversion campaign for winners, where you scale proven creatives using broad or Advantage Plus audiences with campaign budget optimization. The key insight here is to stop fighting the algorithm. Over-segmenting your audiences restricts delivery and raises costs. When you give Meta enough signal, broad targeting with strong creative consistently outperforms narrow audiences. Campaign three is your Advantage Plus shopping campaign, which captures high-intent buyers across the full funnel and often delivers the most efficient return on ad spend. Now, let's talk about creative, because in 2026, creative is your targeting. Your visual is the audience signal. Generic stock photography underperforms because the algorithm doesn't know who to show it to. What actually works for independent jewelers is real jewelry in real context. Styled flat lays, in-store photography, showing a ring on a real hand, or showing a salesperson explaining a custom piece at the counter. That is what builds authenticity and converts. Emotion-led short-form video on Reels, even a simple 15-second clip of a proposal story or a behind-the-scenes look at your repair bench, will regularly outperform a polished, overly produced commercial. Make sure your hook grabs attention in the first 3 seconds by starting with the result, because she said yes works infinitely better as an opener than asking if someone is looking for a ring. Social proof creatives like animated Google reviews and timely seasonal overlays for engagement season, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day round out a winning strategy. When it comes to audience strategy in a privacy-first world, remember that hyper-granular interest targeting is largely a thing of the past. Lean into broad targeting first, utilize Advantage Plus audience, and make your customer list your best asset by uploading customer email lists and phone numbers to build lookalike and retargeting audiences. For brick-and-mortar independent jewelers, keep your location targeting tight, usually within a 15 to 30 mile radius of your store, since most jewelry purchases happen close to home. For budget, we generally recommend a minimum viable budget of $1,500 to $2,000 a month so the algorithm gets enough data to optimize effectively, split logically across testing, winners, and Advantage Plus shopping campaigns. If you want to dive deeper into growing your jewelry business and dominating your local market, visit us at deepearthmkt.com to see how we partner exclusively with independent jewelers like you. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.